Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos and Sister Amen coming to you once again for our daily edification audio. Sister Amen, are you over there?
I'm over here. I'm just getting some water.
Sister Amen, I caught her. She's getting some water for us. So we want to come to you today and bring you some encouragement. Hope you're having a great day. We had a super day. We traveled. We arrived safe. Praise God.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
It was. Beautiful, cool day. Fall-like day. We're headed to go see a brother and go do some preaching this weekend with him. And we are really excited about something that
super
we talked
excited.
About some yesterday.
Uh-huh.
What are you excited about, Sister Amen? Are we excited about
a lady saint? We are excited about a sister saint
that we're united
relocating
to.
Relocating.
Yep.
To help another sister and with children, Titus two things, and
as
more
we speak,
importantly, as she grows in the Lord, sharing the gospel out on the streets with
Amen.
Her and her husband. So
at the time of this audio, she's out over the ocean.
Yeah.
Headed from Australia all the way across the world.
I'm watching every step on the...
Yeah.
I'm watching her as she goes on the,
yes.
on the flight. Yeah, she's like a daughter to me.
Yep, we're really excited to see her break free. She broke free from, well, let's just be honest, a corrupt, unbiblical family in Australia. And it's pretty awesome through technology. You get to communicate with her and see her journey. And she's sending pictures. And
yeah.
It's an awesome experience for this young saint because she's going to grow through it. It's awesome for us because we've been united for years and always knew that God was going to open the door to set her free. And he has. It's an awesome experience for where she's going because, as she's going to have small children. She's great at being like a nanny type.
She's been doing that for a long time. And
yep.
Yeah, you know, I would just say one thing about this is flexibility. She really learned that. So
yep.
that helps. That's a good asset in a saint's life.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's going to be with another a couple, and then she'll be going out and doing ministry with them and preaching the gospel.
I'm excited about
and
that for her.
That's going to grow her a lot. So, I don't know. Can't put words on it. We're so excited. Thank you, Lord, for everything he's done. I knew that he would make this day happen one day, and... I just can't wait to see all the good that comes out of this. And one day, hopefully, maybe we'll get to meet her face to face. That'd be awesome, too.
Never know.
Yep. And so we're just pretty excited about it. Any other thoughts about it, Sister Amen? I know you put a lot of...
Her and I have been through a lot.
Yeah, you and her have been through a lot. And we look at her like a spiritual daughter, like a daughter in the faith. So
Yeah. So I'm really excited for her. This is going to open up a lot of doors for her to grow in the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Yeah, that's awesome.
I've always seen this young woman be like, I always called her kind of like a rock over the years. She's been really steady in the faith as she's grown, trusting in the rock of our salvation. Psalm 62:7. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. That kind of sums up about her and about us too, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. The saints in whole, rock and refuge is our Lord.
Yeah. And I just want to cover this. I think I need to. She's leaving family, everything behind to go. And Jesus talked about that in Matthew 10 about... comes to separate mother from daughter, father from son.
We all know that. All of the saints we know know that, have been through that.
And can I share? Talked to a young man the other day. He was kind of a beginning seeker. It didn't turn out well. He did not want to drop his net. And we were talking about having to leave worldly family and leave unbiblical family. And he said, so everybody you know that you're united to has lost their family and left them and dropped their nets? And I said, absolutely.
That's what the Bible says.
And he looked at me like he was stunned and shocked.
Oh, yeah.
And he couldn't do it. He turned back, and he's staying in false religion. So I really appreciate saints like this young woman. I want to read Romans 16:17-18, the verses 17 and 18. This is why we do this. This is why we've all left our families. This is why we honor God. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Ready? Then he goes on to tell us who they are. For they serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Yeah, these people are like that. Oh, we love God. We believe in God. We do some practices. They do pagan Christmas and Easter and all these things. They deceive people by thinking that you can make Jesus however you want him and not the gospel and not the Savior of the Bible. And this young woman saw through that, and so she decided to drop her nets when the door opened.
Right. You know, it makes me think.
What?
All the saints we know who have lost everything, which is all of them, the people that they've had to be separated from, none of them could bring a Bible and show the errors in the Word.
No. We waited for years for this family to show us any error in our doctrine, and they never could. Mm-hmm. And so she saw this, and she wants to walk in spirit and truth, and the chance to go be with other saints and have unity and be set free. She was a good and faithful servant for many years.
Yep.
But now she's set free to be a servant to the Lord, to a godly family, and to be closer to the body of Christ. And so that's going to be glorious.
Right. Amen. Praise God.
So we're rejoicing in that, watching her journey. And who knows, tomorrow we might have more to report when she actually lands in her new home.
Right.
And we'll talk about that some more. What did we do today? Did you get any witnessing, Sister Aminé, today?
I did. We pulled into a gas station, and I saw a little produce stand by a truck there. We've seen trucks like this with the same kind of sign on that, like,
looks like a fridge.
How many miles away? You know,
yeah, all over.
They got like 70 different of these older trucks, and they just kind of sell from the back of their truck. It's kind of old world. I love it. And they got a little canopy, and they just put a little table up, and they...
All the trucks look the same, too.
Yeah, and they put some of the stuff, like the melons on the ground on a blanket or something, and it's just plain and simple or whatever. So I went over there, and I was like, yeah, maybe some witnessing to go on, more so than just buying a couple ears of corn.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was a young man, and he was very friendly, very kind. And when I was done, I bought a couple ears of corn and a handful of beans, and I gave him a gospel card and told him real briefly what it was, and because I wasn't going to like keep him or anything, because there was another woman coming up, and he's like, what is this? So I got to have several minutes to stand there and tell him about man-made religion, the biblical gospel, and so it was pretty awesome. I was like rejoicing about that. He thanked me. He was like really interested. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
When you can talk to people that receive it, and sometimes I love it when they open their wallet and put it in, and they put the card away, and they say, I'll read it later.
Yeah, we also had like gospel cards all around all the rest stops
that
we went by.
And we leave gospel cards wherever we get gas, where we go and get ice, at rest stops, everybody we run into. I mean, we're doing one-on-one witnessing every day.
Hey, did you say yesterday or was that today that you got a message from a guy that found a gospel card?
Oh, yeah. This is interesting. I had told Sister Amen that I leave gospel cards a lot in gas stations and stuff. And to be honest, we never really get much contact from people that say, hey, I found your gospel card. And that's okay. We don't know what they're doing with it. We put it out there. And I think it's interesting. My brother, who lives in a couple towns away, said, hey, that gospel card you put in that bus stop, I dropped the gospel card like in this bus stop slot, and you can read it through this like little piece of glass. He said it's still there after 3 weeks. So I guess people could sit there and read it. Uh-huh. They're not taking it out.
That's
but
awesome.
I was thinking to the Lord, I'm like, I wonder if anybody's really getting that truth from those gospel cards we leave all over. That night, I got a text from a truck driver. He said, very interesting, found your gospel card in a gas station. Him and I have been texting each other. So that was kind of cool.
Funny.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, that's awesome. That yeah. You never know.
Yeah. And so we were sitting working online today. We had our gospel signs on, and we hear a construction truck drive by, and all of a sudden we hear, hey, is anybody home?
They drove in a circle.
And two guys came up, two roofers, a young guy and an older guy my age, and they both listened. They agreed that the churches were false. And it's funny because these guys are like people of the world, and they got kind of nasty language.
Yeah.
But they're closer to the truth of God.
I was going to say that.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you go ahead. I'm just laughing because you're saying it.
They're closer to the truth of God than the modern pastors who call the police on us and get angry. These guys stand there, listen, thank us, and go, yeah, we'll look at your website. So
I know. I thought that was awesome.
Never ceases to amaze us. And then what? Oh, go ahead.
About that, did you hear what he said when he walked up?
No.
He said, we're driving by and we saw your clothes hanging out there. And we were wondering what was going on. So, sisters, Brother Tupos has those. He's got like two PVC tubes that you can put out both on one side or
like a clothesline.
Opposite side. And yeah, because we were so busy, I'd kind of gotten a little behind on the clothes. So we just stopped at a laundromat.
We found a really cheap laundromat good wash for $3.
Yeah, and I ran them through the wash, and I hung them out on the poles out there to dry in the wind, so it kind of helped catch their
attention.
He
was laughing.
They're like, well, what's going on over here?
Van life. You got a picture of that, I think, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Actually, I think I got a video. I could put it up tomorrow.
Okay, we'll put a video up tomorrow.
Yeah, it's interesting.
They received it well, and they thanked me, and they left, so they're going to check out the website. And then when we were working online, what annoyance did we have, Sister Amit?
You know what? I'll tell you, sisters, I can bear a lot. I'm pretty mellow, pretty low-key. Things don't really get to me much, but there was some Mexican music, and it kept being, like, repetitive over
it was like,
and over.
It was like this. Let me show you what it was like. Usually music has, like, an up-and-down tempo, and all. It was like, and it went on for, like, 45 minutes. That thing never stopped. It was craziness.
Yeah, I stood up and I was like, I got to do something because I'm starting to get in the flesh a little bit.
And then what did we see?
A little bit.
What did they end up doing?
I was like listening. That music stopped and another one went on. And I was like, I think they're singing. And I heard Alleluia, Alleluia. And I said, I think they're doing like some kind of a little church service.
Like a church service. There was about eight people there.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
So we walked up and there was three men there. I got three gospel cards up. Sister Amit walked up with me right in the middle of their little religious service. We didn't want to interrupt them. And I held my finger up to my mouth like, shh, not say a word. And I handed each one of the men a gospel card and we turned around and left. We didn't want to interrupt their service. So we got to witness to them too. So that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything. They may not even spoke English. I don't know. They looked like they were, there's a lot of companies up here that hire a lot of immigrants. And so they may be immigrants from Mexico. Maybe they don't even speak English. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But maybe they can read English and see the card.
You know what? Most people know somebody who can speak
English.
Yeah. Most of them do.
What else is going on, Sister Amit? So we had a busy day up to that point. What else is going on?
I don't know. Just got a random thought here. I was looking for a scripture verse, and I came across this one. Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it made me remember this one that we see going on today. Jeremiah 23:1, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastures, saith the Lord.
Yeah.
And we see that today, don't we?
Yeah, the false pastors, the hirelings.
Yeah.
We see them all over the place. They don't even know the word of God. They don't even care about the word of God. They care more about their bellies and their pocketbooks. And they're wicked men.
And their pointy shoes and their skinny pants and poofed up hair.
And I got to say, the ones in the buildings are bad, and the house church ones are just as bad.
We've met some pretty wicked house church ones that are angry and ornery.
Yeah, this saint that's fleeing because of the sin and the hypocrisy and the false ways, that her family has a little house body. And they haven't gone very deep in the scripture. So beware of house body saints. You think, oh, the house body must be better than the churches? Not really, because in my experience, it is the biblical model. It'd be great. I mean, we're like a house fellowship online. I get it. But the problem with house fellowships is you get a disgruntled Baptist, an angry Lutheran, a lazy Roman Catholic. They come together. They complain about their old religious system, and they have food, and they sing a song, and they watch some preacher on TV or something. And it just becomes another unbiblical thing. They don't go very deep in scriptures. If you're not drawn by the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the truth of God, you might as well stay in the building because your house church is going to be just unbiblical.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so that's a good point, Sister Amit. Anything else on your heart and mind today?
I have a couple more, but I mean, I don't want to be taken up all the time.
No, that's okay. We had a men's call today, and we covered fear of God and killing your flesh, and I also finish Philippians 3:18-21, verse by verse. So you can go there, check that out on the Ecclesia Forum, the gathering place. We get a lot of audios in there. Brothers speaking a lot of truth.
I love it.
So, yeah, that's awesome. Holding each other accountable to the word and learning a lot and growing in the faith together. So it's an awesome thing.
Yeah.
We love that. The unity of the brethren and the sisters.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was just going to share something that went on today. So, a while ago, Brother Tupost was looking for something, and he couldn't find it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And he did really good, sisters. He did really good not getting in his flesh.
Oh, was it bugging me?
He fought and fought. I watched the battle.
Oh.
He won it. He laid it down and he didn't let it wreck his day. And then I think a couple days later, he was looking for it again. And he had to go through that battle again, and he laid it down. I was, like, super-duper impressed.
I saw the power of God. I kept thinking I left it on the curb somewhere and drove away, and I'm like, well, that was really dumb. How did I do that? And then I said to myself, I'm not going to let that get to me. If that's the worst problem I got, I'm doing good. Let it go.
Right.
And I forgot about it.
Right. So guess what happened today? Brother Tupos reached between the seats and in the front. There's, like, a little cubby in the council
looking for something else
and he pulled the bag out and he found it. It was a set of sockets.
It was my set of sockets I bought, and I thought I lost them, and I said, sister, I'm and rejoice with me.
Yeah.
I found my socket set.
I know. So we rejoiced. I was going to read Luke 15:9, and this is about the woman who has 10 coins and she lost one and she swept the house looking for it.
Yep.
And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I have lost.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we live in a van. I mean, how can you lose stuff in a van? That's pretty bad. When I had a big garage and a shop and all this stuff, it was easy to lose stuff. How do I lose stuff here? Well, I didn't realize that I just set it up there. So
it kind of goes deep.
It's a good reminder to always put stuff back where it belongs so that you can try to remember where it is. How many times do I say, I'm going to put this here instead of where it belongs just until I can put it back there? Then I forget about where I put it when I haven't used it for a couple of weeks. So
right.
I always try to be I'm very organized in many ways, but this was just kind of I just kind of shoved it under there quickly, and I should have went and put it in back, and I forgot about it. And so I rejoiced today I found it.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about that today. You know, it's easy to just do that, especially when you're in a house.
Yeah.
Just set something somewhere, or you just kind of slip it somewhere else, and you forget about it, and it just makes you think, you know, you want to be diligent about everything that you do every day, because then if you have bad habits like that, it can creep into your spiritual life where you get maybe a little bit lax on, you know, maybe just a little bit of compromise. Yeah, I know I probably shouldn't do or say or think or listen or watch this or whatever. And you just, one little thing here or there can really
more vigilant in the future. That's what I'm going to do, because I'll make sure I put my stuff away.
All right, sisters, you know I can't pronounce that word. How many times? I always say what? Vigilant?
Yes, whatever.
Something I know,
like
it's
that.
Funny. It doesn't matter. You sisters will know what it is, but we kind of laugh about that.
Definitely in the van, you got to be diligent about putting stuff away and be organized. Otherwise, it's a mess. So
diligent and vigilant.
Yeah, got so it. Praise God. And like that Bible verse, rejoice, I found my socket set.
I love that.
One day I may need it again, so
yeah.
I got it. That was awesome. Tomorrow, we're going to travel some more. We're getting closer to our destination for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And still trying to decide on an event or where we're going to preach or what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We might do something a little bit different, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And
if the Lord gives us those days.
Again, our highlight tomorrow is going to be knowing that our sister, I keep saying new sister, but no, she's not new at all. Our sister will be arriving in our new home, so we'll be watching that whole process. That's going to be pretty awesome.
Amen.
God's going to be glorified in that. And I just have one scripture verse to share after this. So if you have a scripture verse to share, you go ahead, Sister Robin.
Oh, well, I had one more thing.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah.
We don't practice this out. This is all off the cuff. In our studio, our gospel van studio, I'm in the driver's seat, she's in the passenger seat, and we're talking in my phone. That's our don'tperish.com studio.
Right. So this is kind of funny. And you didn't know I was going to do this
one. Uh-oh, I was waiting for this. She said she could do something kind of interesting.
Yeah, so it's that time of the year, you know, when it warms up a little bit, depending on where you go. We just went out west, and out west has a lot of flies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we put screens on the windows and in the door and stuff, and it's no big deal. You just get a couple here and there, but they can be a little annoying.
Oh, yeah.
And Brother Tupos is really good about swatting them. I think we had a discussion about marriage and swatting flies.
Yep, swatting flies, yep.
So
I'm not swatting them on your pillow.
Right. So I'm sitting here working on something, and Brother Tupos, he whacks a fly, and he says, ha, gotcha, that was your mistake. Instead of looking at me, you should have been looking at the fly swatter. And it made me smile, and I was just thinking about, you know, how
I took dominion over him.
Yeah, we need to be discerning in our situations and what we're focusing on. You know, there's always something you can learn from everything. And if you're spiritually minded, sisters, every time things happen, I always have like a spiritual aspect to it, you know, yeah. something to think about. And I was thinking about that. Hebrews 5:13-14 kind of talks about how we should be discerning, you know, we need to be watching what's going on and making sure we're focusing on the right thing.
Right.
And for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even though who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
That's important.
And so, yeah, you want to be on the meat and just discerning all your situations. Make sure you're looking at the right thing or something could come and take you unaware.
Yeah, always being discerning. Yeah, keeping your eyes on the right mark. Whether it be the Lord and the prize, or keep marking those that are false teachers, or keeping your eyes on brothers and sisters that are great examples unto you. So it's important to keep your eyes on the mark. The Bible talks about that. We studied about that the other day with the brothers.
Right.
Do you have a scripture verse for us?
I do.
Go for it.
I have Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And I was going to say something about that.
Go for it.
When I was raised through the Lutheran system, I didn't really know much of anything about the Bible because they told you it was written by men and you had to go to school to learn it and it was a history book and all this other stuff. But I knew that verse and that was enough to make me realize how big God was and put fear in me. And he really used that. I thought that was pretty awesome. So I'm just thankful to know the truth now.
Yeah, we talked about how in the men's discussion today, how the lack of fear of God, when I street preached in the brother's seat too, nobody fears God. And then we talked about how science has replaced God in many ways. Mm-hmm. And because of evolution and all that, people no longer fear God. But yeah, you go back to Genesis and then you see how God will not always dwell with man. Watch out. And he judged over and over and over, and judgment still coming in the New Testament. People have been sold a false Jesus that doesn't believe he's going to judge, but judgment's coming. And we got to balance out the judgment of God with his goodness, grace, and mercy. Preach the gospel, warn them so they can avoid that.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
That's our job as street preachers or anybody that shares the gospel. So I just wanted to share, you know, this whole situation with this saint leaving her family, everyone she's known, to go somewhere else to serve the Lord. It got me thinking about reaping and sowing.
Mm-hmm.
Be not deceived. I'm sorry, Galatians 6:7-9. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in doing well, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I was thinking about that. This family is reaping what they've sown. They've lost this daughter, they've lost a sister, and we have to be careful in our lives too. Watch out how what we're reaping, what we're sowing, and make sure that what we're going to reap. And so we always encourage people to sow to the Spirit, sow to the Word, sow to holiness, sow to righteousness, sow to goodness, sow to the brethren. Don't be wasting your time in the things of the world and the flesh and sin and selfism, pride and vanity. And so it's to the glory of God that we sow to all those things that are good, pure, and true.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to reap everlasting rewards and glory to God. So many Christians, so-called Christians, are sowing into the world and into all these false ways. And they're going to have a rude awakening on Judgment Day.
Right. I was just thinking about this. You know, all the saints who have lost family, like the Bible says, you know, Matthew 10 and coming to divide, we would sow much truth into any of them if they would repent.
Oh, yeah, that's a hope.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm hoping the loss of this wonderful young woman will cause some of them to seek deeper truth and repent. You know, Paul put a man out of the body in Corinth and in 1 Corinthians 5 over sexual sin.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul said he turned him over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, for the saving of his soul. So I hope that people grieve and cry and they suffer. I hope they lose sleep. I hope all kinds of physical torment comes to them so they can come to the place where they can repent and say, wow, we sowed to our false ways and our worldliness and our compromise, and we lost this daughter, sister, and we're outside of the truth of God, that they'll repent and turn and come back into the truth because we love them. They may be enemies of the truth right now. They are, no doubt about it. But we do love them and would want them to turn and repent and be united to us one day. We know the chances of that are few. Jesus said a puny few, but that is always the hope. And so, yeah, be careful. What you're sowing, you're going to reap. Make sure you're sowing to the right things.
Right. And I'll also say that all the saints that we know have sown much truth into all the people.
Oh, yeah.
Before they've moved on with their life, much.
Or
much
even
truth.
Afterwards and continued.
And after,
yeah.
And yep. And we've also helped many of them sow much truth into all the people of their lives, too. So it's not cold hearted where people just up and run. Much truth has been shared.
Yep. And there is a time for that sharing and that warning and offering of help and all that. And then watch out. There's also a time for the cutting, where there's no longer any more communication.
The sword cut.
The sword is cut. And I read that from Romans 16:17, that we must obey the word of God, turn them over to the Lord and the Holy Spirit. Then we go forth and we don't look back.
No.
Luke 9:62. No one's fit for the kingdom if they look back in that way. So there's a time to cut and go for the glory of God, because there's other people out there that will have ears to hear and eyes to see.
Amen. We can't have partiality.
No.
Not at all. We've talked about that many times.
Yep, yep. If you have a mother or a father or brothers and sisters and they're distant from the Lord and they don't want the Lord, you go forth in the world. There's other mothers and brothers and sisters out there that need the gospel.
I love that. It makes me think of all the mothers, brothers, sisters, daughters, sons, aunts, uncles that we get to talk to just in one day Saturday or Sunday. Yeah, that day we were just out and on the street and all these people.
I think it's amazing. And when people say, the churchianity people say to us, you think this works? How are you going to reach or talk to anybody doing this method? And I laugh because it's so ironic of the thousands of people we get in front of with the message of repent and obey the biblical gospel, and the hundreds of people that we get to talk to every week, face to face, one-on-one, sharing the gospel. And I think it's funny how they say, how are you going to reach anybody? We're reaching them with the truth.
Right.
They're in compromised buildings reaching people with a bunch of lies. And I think it's amazing. God's ways work.
Oh, yeah.
And we've seen men's lives changed by street preaching, by the gospel being shared, by discipline being used upon them, by being stern, bold, and loving.
Right.
You see people's lives transformed by the gospel.
And it's all by the power of
God. It's all by the power of God. He adds to the body, not us. Acts 2.
He does. Yep.
He adds whoever he desires to the body,
right,
according to Acts 2. Anything else, Sister Armin?
Praise God. Oh, just lots of rejoicing
and
love for my sister saints all over the world, even
Amen.
If I don't know you.
Amen. Yeah, we're just joyous today about the good works that God is doing, and we get to be a small part of it. And this was young woman leaving, this was a full body effort. Everybody joined in and helped and made it possible, and that's how it should be.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that draws people together. And that makes people see the need. You know, I was telling real quick, I was telling a young brother, this is why we not only men that still have to work. I'm retired. I worked 40 years, but I labor in full-time ministry. But young men that have to work, this is why you labor and save up your resources. You get a chance to help somebody. It's why we study to save up the knowledge of God. So then you get to go on the street and give it to people.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is how the resources, whether it's spiritual truth, physical, financial resources to help someone flee and get freedom. This is why we do these things. And he thought that was pretty cool. How he studies to give it away. He labors to save up to give it away. And we all come together to help a saint. And we'll do that over and over for any saint that truly wants to follow Christ. That's our reasonable service, to do that.
Amen.
For God's glory and for the love of our brethren.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Amen. I love that.
All right. I think we're going to leave it right there. I guess the only last thing I want to say, thanks for listening. We're here to help you. Check out don'tperish.com, mostly the gospel. Check out all the audios and all the resources. And remember, as Jude said, keep the faith once delivered and earnestly contend for it. Do we do that every day, Sister Robin?
Oh, definitely.
We do.
Oh, he's definitely so worthy of it.
And so do our brothers and sisters that we know, and that's an awesome thing to see.
It is. It's encouraging.
All right, till next time, we love you all. We're going to drive down the road tomorrow if the Lord wills, and we'll see what else happens tomorrow. Never know who we might meet.
Oh, I know.
And you never know whose life we affect.
Right.
Even by just our witness or your witness, people seeing you. So let your light shine, and it glorifies our Father in heaven.
It does. I love that. Praise God.
Amen. Till next time, go out, seek him with all your heart. God be praised.